Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where conversation continues about critical racial theory in our schools. And what does that mean? What it means, and it's very important that people get this right, it does not mean that you are forbidding any ideas from being discussed or being analyzed or being considered. It means that you are forbidding a requirement that those ideas be imposed on teachers or on students or on anybody. In other words, I do not believe that that attacks on critical racial theory, which is based on lies, fabrications, and outright distortions, I don't believe that any of those attacks are should lead to the banning of any idea or to any limitations on freedom of speech or freedom of discourse or freedom of thought. But what they should lead to is more freedom for people in our public education systems, not less, and including the freedom to pick their own schools. One of the things that I have not heard yet, but I do want to continue talking about, is the idea for people who defend the great desire to emphasize critical race theory, you ought to defend the idea of educational vouchers, of choice in education. If you want to send your child to a school that gives a one-sided pro-critical race theory approach, go ahead. Just so long as people who want different alternatives have the right to choose the schools they want with taxpayer money. That, it seems to me, is an effective comeback. We'll be talking about this with Ian Rowe of the American Enterprise Institute, who has written, I think, extremely effectively about critical race theory and what is wrong with it. There was a hearing yesterday with members of Congress interrogating the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and then there was also a response from General Mark Milley, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. These are the two top people in the American military, and they received some questioning that was controversial, of course, from Matt Gaetz, the embattled and now scandal-tinged representative from the state of Florida. Clip 8.
And in my more recent discussions with those officers, the number one issue that they raised to me with concern, often unable to speak publicly for fear of the type of retribution that Lieutenant Colonel Lohmeyer faced, they say that your stand down regarding extremism did not help our military, it hurt the military. And I want to share with you that perspective, that it caused service members to otherize one another, it impaired group cohesion. And interesting to me is that I've heard those sentiments most frequently from units that are majority-minority, that this was not particularly helpful. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to maybe share with us more specificity regarding the definitions that seemed to be a challenge when Ms. Hartzler was asking questions. How should the Department of Defense think about critical race theory?
Could I make a comment, Secretary? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm very limited on my time, General Milley.
Well, I just want to make a comment.
I've asked the question to Secretary Austin.
Okay, that was General Milley trying to get involved, and Secretary Austin, who himself is a former general, ultimately got the question and said this.
I don't know what the issue of critical race theory is and what the relevance here in with the department. We do not teach critical race theory. We don't embrace critical race theory, and I think that's a spurious conversation. And so we are focused on extremist behaviors, and not ideology, not people's thoughts, not people's political orientation. Behaviors is what we're focused on. But and one final point, and thanks for your anecdotal input, but I would say that I have gotten 10 times that amount of input, 50 times that amount of input on the other side that has said, hey, we're glad to have had the ability to have a conversation with ourselves and with our leadership.
Okay, that's General Austin, who is now the Secretary of Defense. And by the way, General Austin, of course, is black. Matt Gaetz is not, nor is Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who responded next to Matt Gaetz on CRT in the military. This is clip 7A.
On the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it.
He went on about his past reading. Listen, 7B.
I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it, and we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know.
Okay, his summary of history is not flawless by any means. It's not three-fourths of a human being. It was 60%, three out of five, and that was only for apportionment purposes. There was no statement. In fact, one of the things that was clear in the constitutional debates was that the term person was used, and they would not say the word slave. That was that sensitive even in 1787. Critical race theory defended by Michael Eric Dyson on MSNBC. Here's what he says it really means. Listen.
But boy, did M Square, Mark Milley, general, push back in a poignant fashion. I've read Mao Zedong. I'm not a communist. I've read Karl Marx. I'm not a Marxist. If you read a comic book, are you a comic? The point is that this man says we should be open-minded. He encouraged them to study what critical race theory is. He knew its roots better than most of them. He knew it was rooted at Harvard Law School with the late, great Derrick Bell. Of course, now Professor Kimberly Crenshaw. And all critical race theory is saying as a theory of law is that it's not about individual acts of bigotry or bias or racism. It is a systemic and institutional network that must be somehow discerned and dismantled.
Okay, that's exactly the idea, that everything in America comes back to racial identity. We will get to that coming up with Ian Rowe and more about IKEA. Yes, IKEA, Swedish company, but here in the States, charged with racism. Why? Because of a menu. We'll get to that on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a one more statement that we had alluded to from Michael Eric Dyson on MSNBC, giving a somewhat misleading account of what critical race theory really is and what it appears to say. And the way that it is promoted by groups like the Washington Post. We played you some of the tape that was actually provided by the Washington Post in terms of, quote, educating people, remaking people, changing personalities based on critical race theory, which suggests that whiteness itself is at the very heart of our national problem. It's not just about a few laws that were passed in the antebellum period that have since long gone away. It's actually a much deeper indictment. And that indictment comes with a current amount of intolerance, contempt, unfairness, derision, that Professor Dyson, who's also Pastor Dyson, he's been a guest on the show several times, expressed when he appeared on MSNBC to talk about CRT, critical race theory, that he expressed about Trump voters. Listen.
About, you know, the maggots. I'm sorry, the MAGA. That is so corrosive in this, you know, political moment.
Okay, that's not corrosive, making a rather lame joke about MAGA, the Make America Great Again slogan, which Trump used as an unofficial campaign song. Remember the old YMCA? He had a new version of the song that was MAGA, talking about MAGA, Make America Great Again, that the maggots, he came out with it. Does that create any difficulty or a need for public apology? At least not so far. But it's not an effective strategy if you're trying to win people over. And here is another non-effective policy. One of the nice things about Juneteenth, at least for about 20 seconds, was the idea that this was something that Americans could unite on. A holiday, a commemoration celebrating the end of slavery. I mean, who doesn't want to see the end of slavery? Who is pro-slavery in today's world? Answer, nobody. So you had a unanimous vote in the U.S. Senate. All the Republicans, all the Democrats voted to create the Juneteenth holiday that we just celebrated 5 days ago. Doesn't that seem longer ago than that? It was just 5 days ago. And they wanted to celebrate, observe the Juneteenth holiday at IKEA, the Swedish big box furniture and household store, but they did so in maybe not a special and intelligent way. The story, as reported in the New York Post, says IKEA's apology for its controversial Juneteenth-themed lunch menu. They usually have Swedish meatballs that they offer at IKEA. But no, not this time. This time the lunch menu left a bad taste in the mouths of Georgia's black community leaders. An Atlanta branch of the Swedish big box store is under fire this week for what employees denounced as a highly offensive special menu, and that was what they called it, curated to celebrate the June 19th holiday, which marks the emancipation of the last enslaved Americans. The store basically offered an apology. IKEA representatives declared, "We got it wrong, and we sincerely apologize." The problematic menu, which was hyped to staffers, featured fried chicken, watermelon, mac and cheese, potato salad, collard greens, and candied yams, and in quotes, "to honor the perseverance of black Americans." Now, it doesn't seem to me that this is a hateful gesture. It's maybe tone deaf. I mean, associating black people with fried chicken and watermelon is not a good thing to do. I mean, it generally would be classified, I think, by most people as insensitive. And again, not that there's anything horribly wrong. I don't think fried chicken is particularly healthy. Watermelon is. But in any event, James Woodall, who's president of NAACP's Georgia State chapter, is not ready to accept the Scandinavian furniture chain's mea culpa for the tone-deaf meal plan just yet. A Woodall said that IKEA's official response to the public outrage was merely, quote, an empty performative gesture. Point blank, he thinks IKEA owes answers to its constituents, store employees and customers alike. Do we need a commission to investigate this, how this decision was made? IKEA, by the way, has said today that the decision about the menu item selected was made by black employees, but they refused to name them for fear that there would be some kind of repercussions to them, perhaps even violence against them. We got it wrong and we sincerely apologize, IKEA rep said. Critics called out IKEA for hyping soul food dishes that have historically been used to demean African Americans through stereotyping, with multiple employees calling out of work in protest. You cannot say serving watermelon on Juneteenth is a soul food menu when you don't even know the history. They used to feed slaves watermelon, said an anonymous employee to CBS's 46 Atlanta. That it caused a lot of people to be upset. People actually wanted to quit. People weren't coming back to work. Honestly, you would quit over this? I mean, I know there's a labor shortage here. Richard Rose, Atlanta's NAACP branch president, stopped short of labeling the popular furniture and houseware brand's intention as racist, but he did say it was obviously insensitive. Rose chalked the entire debacle up to a possible lack of diversity among decision makers. An IKEA spokesman sent the Post, this is New York Post, a lengthy statement noting that employees are coming back to work now and the lunch menu was created with the best of intentions and cultural dialogue will be ongoing. God, what are we going to have cultural dialogue about candied yams? I mean, right, they need Al Sharpton to come in and mediate? And he's been dieting pretty seriously. He's eating less of any food, and I won't even dare to make a remark about what kind of food he might be eating. What do we call this? The watermelon gate? I don't know. We will be talking about real instances of racism, how to confront them, and critical race theory more coming up with Ian Rowe on the MedVet Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least one person is dead, and first responders continue to conduct search and rescue missions after part of a condominium collapsed in Surfside, Florida, early Thursday morning. President Biden confirms he's reached out to local officials.
I spoke with the mayor, I spoke with the congresswoman.
Dozens of Miami-Dade fire rescue units are on the scene trying to find survivors. At least 100 people are unaccounted for. Abigail Crosby, a visitor from Virginia, was staying at a resort next door when the condo collapsed.
My reaction was panic mode. I just threw the phone down and raced to pick up my aunt's kids and try to get them out.
According to GasBuddy.com, gas prices are expected to remain above $3 a gallon for most of the summer. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Great honor and pleasure on the Michael Medved Show to welcome back to our program one of my most respected and popular guests, I should say. His name is Ian Rowe. He is a resident fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where he focuses on education, upward mobility, family formation, and adoption. He is also the co-founder of a new network of character-based international baccalaureate high schools, opening in the Bronx next year. He's the chairman of the board of Spence Chapin, a nonprofit adoption services organization, and the co-founder of the National Summer School Initiative. He is also a writer and a fellow for the 1776 Unites campaign. And in his spare time, of which there is very little, he writes for USA Today and other publications. We've posted a couple of his most recent columns up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Ian, I wanted to speak to you a little bit about the issue of the day, it appears, which is critical race theory and the fact that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff just explained critical race theory in a very benign terms, that it was simply trying to look deeper at some of the ways in which racism once upon a time, long, long ago, impacted our legal system and laws that were passed, he said, in the antebellum period, that it was merely an effort by people at Harvard Law School to look deeper at that pattern. Do you think that description was accurate by General Milley?
Well, first of all, Michael, thank you for having me on. And that certainly sounds like an incomplete definition of critical race theory. You know, one of the challenges with this whole ideology is that it's a bit of a moving target in that you'll see specific practices happening in schools which seem very onerous, and you say, well, that seems like it's emanating from critical race theory, and then people say, well, that's not critical race theory. Or you'll hear that kind of definition that you just described in the field. Yeah, it sounds very innocent, very benign, very theoretical. So it's very hard. It's like boxing a shadow. And so what I like to do is to go back to the people who defined critical race theory. And there's a book. It's called Critical Race Theory, An Introduction. And it was written by Richard Delgado, who is recognized as one of the leaders of the sort of intellectual giants behind critical race theory. And it's very important to listen to this definition. And so here goes, quote, unlike traditional civil rights, which embraces incrementalism and step-by-step progress, critical race theory questions the very foundations of the liberal order, including equality theory, legal reasoning, enlightenment rationalism, and neutral principles of constitutional law, end quote. It's very important to really understand that definition, because if you question equality theory and the neutral principles of constitutional law, then you're actually questioning the very foundation of American democracy, the very idea of equality of opportunity, the very idea of equal protection in terms of the law. So these are very, very serious implications, and we should be debating it, because in any healthy society, we should look at our founding principles and in a way almost reinforce why we follow them in the first place. So it is very surprising that a military leader would describe this ideology in such innocent terms.
Well, it was and was not a highlight, I think, for General Milley, who, as I'm no doubt a patriot and a worthy public servant. But one of the aspects where obviously critical race theory, and I know that your writing indicates this as well, has challenged what previous guest on the show today, Charles Murray, called the American Creed. It challenges the American creed in the sense of holding people responsible not for their own actions, which is American, but for actions that may have been committed by great-great-grandparents. Is there any basis at all that the critters, as sometimes they are referred to, people inspired initially by Derrick Bell, the eminent black scholar at Harvard Law School, is there any indication at all that they make the case that it is somehow beneficial and appropriate to hold people responsible for ancestral guilt?
Well, I think, a couple of things. So critical race theory is a theory, and to some degree, the American experiment is committed to the idea of a free expression of ideas. So critical race theory has a right to exist in the world. It does demand that one views the world through the prism of race. Every institution is steeped in systemic racism, and so it's not just, according to the theory, so it's not just historical oppression, it's just that survives even today. And, Derrick Bell and Richard Delgado and others, they argue this. And it's lived within academia for years. This is not a new theory. What is now starting to happen, though, is that the ideas are moving out of academia and into practice, particularly in schools. And it's some of these things that are extremely worrying, particularly because many of the actions that we can talk about it seem to violate the Title VI provisions of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, or their compelled speech violating, First Amendment rights. And so this idea that, for example, if we look at racial disparities and the only answer must be that it's because of historic and contemporary structural racism is simply not true, but if you create a narrative where you indoctrinate people to believe in that ideology, the that's very dangerous, I think, for our country. And again, I think it's very healthy to have discussions about what is the legacy of slavery in the United States. Let's talk about that. There's still remnants of racism, certainly, but there's also incredible evidence of the resilience of this country, the embrace of founding principles around things like family, faith, hard work, entrepreneurship, free enterprise, that have been embraced by Black people, that have been embraced by people of all races, to move from persecution to prosperity. So it's disturbing that this particular theory is trying to demand that there's only one perspective, and that's through the prism of race.
And that's something that we have to get to, because people are talking about, how dare you ban critical race theory? It's a violation of freedom of thought. It's a violation of freedom of inquiry. It's a violation of freedom of speech. But that is not what our side, if I may describe it as such, is maintaining. What we are opposing is not the discussion of critical race theory or the existence of critical race theory. It is the imposition of it by authority and by government in official capacities in the United States. I'm speaking with Ian Rowe, who is one of the preeminent Black conservative scholars in the country. And when we come back, I'd like to suggest a way that two of your passionate interests can be accommodated. In other words, for people who insist that they want or they feel their children need critical race theory, wouldn't a choice in education reform, where you're able to pick whatever school you want for your children, where you're given more choice and less of a government slash teachers union monopoly, wouldn't that be a worthy and healing approach? We'll get back to Ian Rowe coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. All across America. This is the Michael MedVed Show.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show with Ian Rowe of the American Enterprise Institute talking about the red-hot issue of CRT, so-called critical race theory. That will not be a subject when I am speaking coming up at the Reagan Presidential Library. That's on the 14th of July. Just sign up for it. It's free. And I hope any of you out there in Southern California, this is in Simi Valley, California, is a great institution. And we're going to have a live broadcast and then my talk about God's Hand on America, my most recent book. That coming up on July 14th. Ian, in addition to his work as a scholar and a writer, is one of the founders of the Vertex Partnership Academies. Now, I assume that this network, it's a new network of character-based international baccalaureate high schools. I assume that with your position with this venture, you're a supporter of choice in education, allowing parents and students to use the tax money that is provided in their name anyway to choose a school that they would choose to select rather than a bureaucrat.
Of course, especially given that choice is something that exists for most parents that are middle or upper income who exercise choice every day by either moving to wonderful neighborhoods where they can access great private schools in the suburbs or send their kids to, private schools, parochial schools. So school choice exists. The question is, do we want school choice to exist for primarily low-income kids, where they don't have access to great schools, and to give them a real shot? So absolutely. Sometimes when we think of school choice, it seems like we want to do something special for low-income kids, when in fact all we're really trying to do is level the playing field so that every child, regardless of race, zip code, class, has a shot.
A brilliant point. And so my concept is this. The left is pushing for public schools to mandate critical race theory. Wouldn't the response to them be, okay, you want to send your kids to school where they learn critical race theory and a sense of victimization and grievance and basically an anti-American narrative? If you want that, you exercise school choice. Support school choice. There would be no means to exclude that if people wanted that in school, would it?
Well, I mean, to some degree, yes, school choice would provide that framework. However, I would have sympathy for the kids who might have to suffer through. So just a couple of points. One is, we certainly don't want a world in which critical race theory becomes critical race theology, where a set of kids are now imposed to just a singular view of the world. If critical race theory is going to be taught in schools, and in my view, it's not even appropriate in elementary and middle school level, if you're going to teach a theory in high school or in college, then it needs to be taught alongside the theories that it's attempting to repudiate, such as equality theory.
Wouldn't the market help in this regard, Ian? In other words, would you guess that a majority of black parents want their kids to learn critical race theory and an indictment of America?
None of our parents are asking for something called critical race theory. The problem right now is we're getting into semantics. So people who are doing certain practices which are onerous are saying, well, that's not critical race theory. Because, again, if you're looking at this purely as a technical matter, critical race theory is this ideology that's arguing some pretty sophisticated concepts that should be analyzed and in academia. What we're seeing, though, in practice is our activities such as imagine a group of kids all lined up in one horizontal line where the teacher will say, if you're white, take three steps forward to symbolize your privilege. And if you're black, take five steps backward to symbolize your oppression, right? Those are the kinds of actions that are creating hostile racial environments. You'll have other practices where teachers are being segregated by race and the white teachers have to confess their oppression. These are the things that are clear violations of Title VI. Provisions of the Civil Rights Act, you know, or compelled speech where people are being forced based on their skin color to state their oppression. And so even in a choice environment, there are more basic protections that our country fought long and hard to do, particularly around racial discrimination, that we can't allow back in even under a choice environment.
This gets to another, I think, real problem, which is the problem and the pushing of the concept of white privilege. Now, I say as a white Jewish guy that the notion that an essential part of my identity that has to be emphasized and apologized for and repentance done for, that an essential part of my personality is the color of my skin, that I find deeply offensive, and I think most of my fellow Americans do.
I agree. I mean, all of this sort of race reductionism is it's just an easy way out, as if to just categorize people so simply. And, you know, having run schools for 10 years, if you have no idea what is going on in the life of every single child. It's, oh, that kid's white, so therefore he must be privileged. He must be living a great life. Meanwhile, you can't imagine what is going on in his home household. Or, look, that kid is black. Oh, he must be oppressed and marginalized. Meanwhile, he has a fantastic home life. He's happy. And, you know, he received these messages like, what are you talking about? I'm not a privilege. I'm going to Harvard, you know? And by the way, the Harvard discrimination case that some of your viewers may know about just revealed that if you're black and you're in one of the top academic categories in terms of how Harvard ranks you, you have a 56% chance to get into Harvard, more than five times your chances of getting in if you're white or Asian. So this, also this ideology gives this impression that black people across the country are just oppressed. And, by the way, gives this impression that white people are in this, you know, white supremacist mode, and there's a lot of pain and suffering within the white community. So it's always just like a kind of a big distraction. And let me just also say for folks who I think are who are more progressive, it's important all of our kids understand the history of our country, warts and all. This is not some attempt to ban teachers from teaching about slavery or the atrocities that happened in the United States. But if you're going to teach about those things, then it's also important to teach about how the founding principles were the vehicle that created the sense of resiliency and the Emancipation Proclamation and the Civil Rights Act and everything else that this country continues to do to be on this path to be a more perfect union. So we can resolve these issues. I think we can do it in such a way that we don't reduce our kids and our people to singular immutable characteristics, just, for example, skin color.
No, that's exactly right. And teaching about America's heroic history, of course, you can't understand what people like Harriet Tubman or Frederick Douglass. I have a new column about Frederick Douglass and some of what he actually said about the 4th of July and about our founders. And I'm sure you know this, but he gave this famous speech, which is generally designated as "What is the 4th of July to a slave?"
Yep.
And he wrote it as a famous slave. If you read the whole speech, it's a very patriotic, pro-American speech where he honors the founders as great men and good men. He was not one of those people who wanted to tear down Thomas Jefferson's statue. And
absolutely.
It seems to me that putting this in context of some of the heroism, to deny the progress of the black community in the 150 years since emancipation is to deny the heroism of the people who achieved and led and inspired that progress. That does no one any good, does it?
It does no one any good. Martin Luther King, in 1962, on the 100th anniversary of the centennial of the Emancipation Proclamation, had these words in a speech. He said, "If our nation had done nothing more in its whole history than to create just two documents, its contribution to civilization would be imperishable. The first of these documents is the Declaration of Independence, and the other is that which we are here to honor tonight, the Emancipation Proclamation."
And God bless Dr. King and you on your work, and continue to bless this greatest nation on God's green earth. Thank you, Ian Rowe.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.